Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's been subtly capping what many thought would be an unstoppable stock market rally, the price of oil.
It's fascinating, isn't it? We've seen positive corporate earnings and a general sense of investor optimism, yet this upward momentum seems to have hit an invisible wall. It's not a lack of good news, but rather this persistent force of oil prices reasserting its dominance.
Exactly. There's a disconnect between the risk on market sentiment and the reality of elevated energy costs. This suggests a more complex economic landscape than we might initially assume. The core idea we're exploring today is that this stock market plateau is directly tied to oil's stubborn refusal to come down.
And this sustained high price acts as a constant drag, impacting both consumer spending and business profit margins. It's fundamentally reshaping the narrative of this rally, pushing it to a ceiling it seems unwilling to breach. So, let's start by understanding the why behind these sticky oil prices.
Absolutely. The first section, the geopolitical underpinnings of sticky oil prices, really sets the stage. Experts like Joe Cerincioni emphasize that this isn't just about simple supply and demand, it's about deliberate actions and underlying global tensions that keep oil prices elevated.
And then there's the complex dance of OPEC plus production decisions. We're constantly scrutinizing whether announced cuts are being honored or if there's a more subtle overproduction happening behind closed doors. It's a carefully managed supply environment.
That's a crucial point. We also need to consider the role of strategic reserves. Have those releases been fully absorbed, or is there a strategic imperative for certain nations to maintain high prices for their own economic or geopolitical reasons? It's about strategic positioning.
And on the demand side, the question lingers: is global demand truly robust enough to justify these current price levels, or is it primarily sophisticated supply management at play? George Maris frames oil as a significant asset class casting a long shadow.
The pivot here is critical. The stickiness of oil prices isn't random. It's the tangible result of deliberate supply-side management and deep-seated geopolitical pressures that make a sustained price retreat highly unlikely. This sets a challenging backdrop for the economy.
Moving on to Section 2, the corporate squeeze, margins under pressure, we see the immediate ripple effects. Persistent high oil prices translate into broader inflationary pressures that extend far beyond the gas pump, as Diane Swank points out.
And Farooq Kathwari offers that ground-level view, showing how energy costs directly impact manufacturing, logistics, and ultimately, consumer prices. Every step in the supply chain is touched by energy.
Think about it: raw materials, factory power, delivery trucks, retail spaces, it all becomes more expensive. This creates a significant knock-on effect on overall supply chain economics, as Michael Lasser's analysis likely touches upon.
The critical question for investors and businesses is whether companies can pass these costs on to consumers or if they're forced to absorb them, leading to a squeeze on profitability. This erosion of profit margins is a significant dampener on market rallies.
Companies are caught between rising input costs and a price-sensitive consumer base. This direct impact on corporate balance sheets is what's really holding back that sustained upward climb we might have expected.
Now, let's shift focus to Section 3, the consumer calculus, shifting spending habits. This is where the engine of economic growth really gets impacted. Becky Blaine highlights how high gas and energy bills force consumers to allocate more to necessities.
And that leaves less disposable income for travel, dining out, or other discretionary purchases, the very things that fuel economic expansion. It's almost a reversal of the wealth effect, where consumers feel less affluent and spend less broadly.
We see this directly impacting sectors like airlines, which face higher fuel costs leading to more expensive tickets, potentially dampening demand. The hospitality industry and retailers also feel this pinch as consumers prioritize essentials.
Tom Flacco's perspective from Pete and Jerry's is crucial here, showing how energy costs influence even essential goods like food, altering purchasing habits. Consumers are feeling the strain, leading to more cautious spending patterns.
This reduction in consumer demand directly limits the fuel for a broader, more sustainable market rally. It creates a demand-side bottleneck that the market struggles to overcome without a more robust consumer appetite for spending.
This brings us neatly to section 4, the Fed's tightrope walk, monetary policy dilemmas. All these factors, energy prices, corporate margins, consumer behavior, create escalating challenges for the Federal Reserve.
Joanne Feeney's insights are key here. How does sustained, oil-driven inflation complicate the Fed's already delicate decisions? Does it necessitate a more hawkish stance, pushing rates higher, even at the risk of recession?
Or does it force a more accommodative approach, risking the entrenchment of inflation? And how is the market pricing in future Fed actions? Are those bets on rate cuts starting to erode as inflation proves sticky?
Aaron Levant's perspective on consumer trends and brand perception is also relevant. How are businesses adapting their strategies in this cost-conscious environment? Are they scaling back ambitions?
The core tension for the Fed is palpable. They're caught between fighting inflation, exacerbated by energy prices, and avoiding a hard economic landing. This creates a murky outlook that weighs on market sentiment.
The central bank's hands are increasingly tied by these energy-driven inflationary pressures, creating a complex and unpredictable environment for investors trying to navigate the path forward. It makes sustained rallies a difficult proposition.
This leads us directly into Section 5, Navigating the Investment Landscape Amidst Energy Headwinds. If the Fed is forced to maintain higher rates for longer, it fundamentally alters the risk-reward calculus for investors.
Growth stocks become less attractive, while value stocks or those with strong pricing power might gain an edge. The market's current optimism might be built on assumptions that are becoming increasingly shaky if oil prices persist.
And the strategic positioning highlighted by Cerincioni and Maris becomes paramount. It's not just about oil supply and demand, but how that supply is managed and how geopolitical events influence it. These aren't abstract possibilities, they are constant background risks.
When investors see rising costs, squeezed consumers, and a Fed in a bind, the natural inclination is to become more defensive. The runway for further gains, which seemed clear, has become significantly shorter and bumpier.
The animal spirits driving aggressive buying are likely tempered by caution. The narrative of an unstoppable rally starts to fray, replaced by a more sober assessment of the obstacles ahead. The question is really about the depth and duration of this oil price influence.
And this brings us to the conclusion. The narrative of the stock market rally, initially painted with optimism, is now being significantly recolored by elevated oil prices. What appeared poised for gains has encountered a fundamental ceiling dictated by energy economics.
This isn't temporary, it's a structural headwind reshaping the landscape for businesses, consumers, and policymakers. Geopolitical forces and OPEC Plus create a floor under prices, directly impacting corporate margins and consumer spending power.
The Fed is in a precarious position, grappling with inflation influenced by energy costs, creating market uncertainty about future monetary policy. This complex environment forces a reevaluation of investment strategies towards resilience and value.
Ultimately, the sustained high price of oil acts as an invisible hand, guiding market movements and capping potential upside. It's a stark reminder of the profound influence of energy on the global economy, despite all our technological advancements.
Investors, businesses, and policymakers must continue to monitor this critical commodity. The path forward for the stock market will be shaped not just by earnings and interest rates, but by the enduring influence of oil prices. Navigating this requires a clear-eyed understanding.
And that brings us to our summary table, where we break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities. First, let's look at geopolitical supply management.
The strength here is the predictability offered by deliberate actions from oil-producing nations and OPEC Plus, creating a controlled supply environment that underpins high prices. Experts like Joe Cerincioni highlight how strategic decisions by key players keep supply constrained, making a price retreat unlikely. This offers a degree of predictability for those who understand the geopolitical landscape, allowing for strategic positioning.
However, the challenge lies in the inherent unpredictability of geopolitical events. Supply can be disrupted suddenly, leading to price spikes that shock markets. The opportunity for markets is to anticipate these disruptions and their impact, creating volatility, and for some, to profit from these swings through sophisticated risk management.
Next, corporate margin squeeze. The insight is that high energy costs directly increase operational expenses. Companies with strong pricing power or efficient operations can potentially pass these costs on, maintaining margins. Diane Swank and Farooq Kathwari emphasize the pervasive nature of these costs throughout the supply chain.
The challenge is that many businesses struggle to pass on these costs, leading to reduced profitability. This margin compression can stifle investment and hiring. The opportunity lies in businesses finding innovative ways to reduce energy consumption or secure stable prices, and for investors, identifying resilient companies.
Then we have consumer spending power. The insight here is that elevated energy prices reduce disposable income, forcing prioritization of essentials and impacting discretionary sectors significantly, as Becky Blaine's work shows. This highlights resilient consumer segments or essential goods providers.
The challenge is that this reduction in spending power directly dampens demand, acting as a bottleneck for economic expansion and stock market rallies. This poses a risk to companies reliant on consumer appetite. The opportunity is in understanding evolving consumer priorities and catering to essential needs.
Let's look at Federal Reserve policy constraints. The insight is that persistent, oil-driven inflation complicates the Fed's mandate, potentially forcing a more hawkish stance. This can create a more stable, albeit potentially slower, economic environment if managed effectively, as Joanne Feeney suggests.
The major challenge is the risk of over-tightening monetary policy and triggering a recession. High energy costs make inflation more intractable, potentially leading to prolonged higher interest rates. This uncertainty creates volatility and challenges for investors trying to time the market or predict Fed actions.
Finally, market sentiment and investment strategy. The strength and insight here is that understanding oil's influence allows investors to adopt more defensive or value-oriented strategies, focusing on companies with strong fundamentals and pricing power. This leads to more realistic return expectations and better risk management, as Joanne Feeney's approach highlights.
The challenge is that current market optimism may be fragile, built on assumptions that could be quickly invalidated by oil price shocks or persistent inflation. This creates a risk of significant drawdowns if market sentiment shifts abruptly. The opportunity is in thorough due diligence, focusing on resilient business models and avoiding speculative bets.
And with that, we've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the complete summary table with its key factors, strengths and insights, and challenges and opportunities. It's clear that the unseen hand of oil prices is a dominant force capping this stock market rally.
Indeed. The interconnectedness of geopolitics, corporate operations, consumer behavior, and central bank policy, all influenced by energy costs, creates a complex environment. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.